In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Cupid, starring Diego Boneta, created by Katie Cavanaugh Jupe.
3 days till the next full moon, and the screws were tightening. The window of time to steal back the loom juice was closing fast. If Cupid could just tear himself away from Rose and focus on his mission, there was an outside chance he might come up with a workable plan.
Blackmail could work, or intimidation, or even better, knocking the Bernhard out with one killer punch.
Blam!
Can't Cupid sprinkle magic stuff on his eyes and send him to sleep, like Sleeping Beauty?
Sprinkle stuff on his eyes? What are you talking about? What planet are you on, Freakazoid? You might as well just skip around a mushroom with some fairies and sing a song.
Never underestimate a mushroom, son. Fairies, on the other hand, can be extremely unreliable.
Whoa, Grandpa. Have you seen a real fairy?
Of course. Very underwhelming. But let's not get distracted. The sands of time are slipping away. Up beyond the clouds on Mount Olympus, Cupid's behavior was causing quite a stir. In fact, a full-blown scandal was afoot. Falling in love with a mortal was strictly forbidden, and the gods were picking sides and squabbling.
I need to see proof.
Forget it.
Step aside, Aphrodite. There's an art to this, you know.
Well, you do it then. Come on, you do it. I can't focus.
Don't shoot the messenger, dear. I'm only trying to help.
I will shred his feathers and string him up from the stars.
Oh, deep breath, dear. Love is such a pain, isn't it? Especially when it's true. Oh, so sweet. Yeah.
Your parents are actually children.
Yeah, and they can't even look after themselves.
Yeah, let alone you. So then you swear to yourself you're going to do the opposite.
Or just avoid relationships altogether. Too dangerous, too painful. Too hard to be what someone else wants you to be. I'm talking too much.
No, don't stop. I like it.
Too hard to be what someone else wants you to be. I'm talking too much.
Stupia. How can he let himself get distracted like this?
If I had a golden fleece for every time Zeus went behind my back with a god-digging mortal woman.
Look at the way he's looking at her.
No,
got him under her spell. Which
takes one to know one.
A harmless friendship is all you see. Calm yourselves and let them be.
Are you blind, Demeter? I know what I see. Let me tell you something. My son will love no one more than me ever. I will be the only woman in his life. This romance has to end or my heart will break into a million pieces.
Off somewhere, dear?
I am going down to Earth to nip this in the bud.
She'll need a crowbar to pry those two apart.
Ugh, Cupid's screwed, bro. Last thing he needs is his mom getting involved.
Don't be mean to mom.
But they're an embarrassment.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Disrespectful children tend to get what they deserve. May I continue?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Later that morning, as an anxious Rose was busy making calls to the Bernhard Studios, trying to see if Bloom's from closure, Scooter Boy arrived, pumped and ready to go. Cupid brought his little brother up to speed on the whereabouts of the loom juice, and they put their heads together to hatch a plan. But no matter how much they brainstormed, they couldn't crack it. They kept circling back to the same sticking point. Where could they find a female accomplice who was able to pull off a villainess audition for de Bernhard so she could get a glimpse of the secret code?
I've got it! Why didn't they ask Rose to do it?
Rose? I can't think of a worse villainess. Rose doesn't have a bad bone in her body.
Mom says you can find the good in everyone if you look hard enough. So why not the bad?
I like your thinking, son.
She'll never cut it.
A word of caution where women are concerned, young man. Never underestimate the fairer sex. They have this maddening way of confounding expectation.
Could you put me through to Kimberly, please?
Rose was hitting a brick wall.
No, it's an urgent contractual. Please, if you could... No, wait! Oh, this is hopeless.
And to make matters worse, there was a nasty surprise waiting for her in the Morning Post.
From the bank? No. No, they can't do that.
Rose, what's wrong?
Princess, what is it?
An eviction notice. I couldn't meet my payments. I buried my head. The bank has a buyer lined up, ready to take ownership of the shop.
But Blooms is my second home.
And mine.
It gets worse. The buyer is De Bernhardt Studios.
What? No.
Yes, he's offered an undisclosed amount to take Blooms off their hands. Is it not enough for De Bernhardt to drive me out of business? Yes, steal my shop from under me as well.
Rose, I'm so sorry. This is terrible.
It feels so heartless and deliberate. How can a small fry like me fight a giant corporation like Bernhardt Studios?
Princess, please don't cry. Here, blow your nose with my bandana.
What does Bernhardt want with my florist anyway?
Dealers need fronts, don't they?
Of course. Distribution. Flowers are the perfect decoy. Oh,
I should have stood up to them a long time ago. It's pathetic.
Maybe there's a way you still can.
It's too late now. And don't get me wrong. I've imagined it over and over in my head. Taking Kimberly and De Bernhardt down. Telling them exactly where to stick their demands. Making Kimberly cry for a change. Then tearing a strip off De Bernhardt, intimidating him. Making him beg me for mercy. Oh my, that would be so fantastically satisfying. So badass and brave.
Check you out. Taking it to the dark side, Princess.
Dark side? By the stars, Scooter Boy, our answer's right here.
Rose? She couldn't, could she?
Couldn't what?
Why not? We could coach her.
It's a long shot, but you're really good at those.
Rose, listen to me. What if there was an opportunity to take revenge on De Bernhardt and Kimberly for real? Hit them where it really hurts.
Revenge?
Ever tried it?
Only my dreams.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
I'm not sure I have it in me.
Me neither.
What if you pretend to be someone who does have it in him? A kick-ass, pure evil ball breaker who takes no prisoners and rocks revenge.
Sounds a bit of a stretch.
I need you, Rose. De Bernhardt has stolen something precious from me, too. And if I don't get it back, I gotta deal with some serious consequences.
You make it sound life-threatening.
It is.
But what is it? What has he stolen?
It's classified. It belongs to my mother. It's my fault it's missing. And I can't tell you how dangerous it is if it's in the wrong hands. Can you trust me?
I must be mad. But yes, what is it you need me to do?
Okay, let me tell you how to get revenge on De Bernhardt and save my soul at the same time. I need you to pretend to be an actress and audition for the villainess role in De Bernhardt's new movie franchise, so you can try to sneak a look at a secret code he has tattooed across his chest. The code unlocks a vault in the basement of the studios. That's all I need to steal back what belongs to me and completely derail De Bernhardt's stranglehold on Hollywood.
An evil code-stealing villainess. It sounds like everything I'm not.
But what about who you could be?
When you're down in the dust and the battle is lost, thinking outside the box is a must. Tied up inside you, your diva's been tamed.
She's kicking and screaming, she's calling your name.
I'm not sure that's right, actually.
Your choices are worthy, but that one's a better. Admit your ambitions to be a go-getter. Channel your rage, let rip your cold. Ignore all the people who tell you to fold.
Okay.
Dive deep for your sadist. Connect with your rage. Admit to yourself you've been trapped in a game.
I do get angry sometimes.
Safety seductive, but danger is spicy. Discover the dark parts that lurk in your psyche. Channel your rage, let rip your bitch. Dare you to give.
scooter boy.
You can do it, Rose.
Oh my, I don't know.
Come on, give it a whirl.
It's easier than it looks.
Come on, give it a whirl.
Here we go. Okay, everyone, just back up.
You got it.
These bullies and tyrants are bad for my health. So maybe it's time to stand up for myself.
Go, girl.
From victim to villain, it's not a big stretch. I pay back to Levy and muscles to flex. Taking revenge could be really appealing. Finding a voice for the anger I'm feeling. Time to channel my witch, let rip my bitch. Dare me to give you my dominatrix.
Give it to me, Rose.
What about who I could be? Have you ever thought about that? What about who I could be?
I'm gonna try a little, try a little, try a little fiction with my fight. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe a little too much. Yep, yep. All right.
I'm gonna whoop your ass. Knock your block off. I'm gonna smash your face and mess you up, mister.
Practice makes perfect, princess.
Oh, I don't have anything to wear.
All over it. I was a stylist in another life.
And so, the wheels of their scheme creaked into motion, and Rose's transformation began. There was no doubt Cupid and Scooter Boy had their work cut out, but they rolled their sleeves up and seamlessly tag-teamed, knowing deep down this was the only chance they had. Rose gave her villainess training everything, and Cupid and Scooter Boy held fast to the hope that she could find the courage to take a leap of faith and surrender to her dark side. As night fell, it was time to see if all their hard work had paid off.
Here we go. One of your grandma's botany books. Open it anywhere you like. Read a section out loud. Imagine it's the script.
Do the voice. Knock us dead with your vile vibes and evil feels.
And never, ever forget. Cruelty rules.
The Dionaea muscipula, more commonly known as the Venus flytrap, is a carnivorous little beast. Although, contrary to popular belief, it does not eat human flesh. In reality, it's the other way around.
You're crushing it, Rose. You're crushing it. Go on.
If you stimulate a Venus flytrap unnecessarily, it's highly likely you will kill it. It's for the plant's safety and not for your own that, as far as the Venus flytrap is concerned, you should keep your fingers to yourself.
Do the eyebrow thing, then the death stare.
Okay, now laugh, laugh. What? High five.
Go, Rose.
Yeah. Way to go. I hate you.
2 days till the next full moon. DJ Dat Deus had worked his magic, and Rose's audition was set for midday at Bernhardt Studios. Rose got dressed head to toe in a black PVC jumpsuit and a pair of killer heels.
How do I look?
Whoa. Not gonna lie, you're not pretty.
Took it to the dark side, princess.
Cupid took charge, driving Rose and Scooter Boy to the studios in the delivery van. He parked up on a side street where the three of them sat in silence, nursing their jitters, waiting for the final member of their team to turn up.
You're late, Deus.
Places to go, people to be. Well, hello, my sweet lady. How delicious to meet you.
Hello, I'm Rose.
You ever need a pair of hands negotiating those zips and chains? I'm your man.
Whoa, 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 hey, we haven't got time for this, Deus.
Tick-tock, 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 lover boy.
Scooter boy, meet Deus. Deus, Scooter boy.
Sup, kid?
What's up, old man?
Do you have the map of the basement?
Chill, dude, I got the goods. Okay, circled here is DeBernhardt's office, where Rose will audition. You boys will have to crawl in through this ventilation shaft here and make your way through the vents. Take the front row seats for the show. Every single word, clear as a bell.
Wait a second. Nobody said anything about a ventilation shaft.
Don't sweat it.
I always get lost in labyrinths.
Labyrinths? In L.A.?
He means shopping malls.
Oh. Rose seduces De Bernhardt and sneaks a look at his hidden tattoo.
Seduces? Something like that?
All she has to do is say the numbers out loud, then you follow the ventilation shaft to the vault in the basement here. Steal back the suitcase and run for your lives.
What could possibly go wrong?
We got this, bro.
Rose?
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
Uh-uh.
Once you get the code, you get out of there, okay? Don't stay a second longer than you have to. We'll meet you back at the van. And if you have to jump ship at any time, it's okay.
Scoot boy. Is my eyelashes still glued on?
Yep.
Do I have red lipstick on my teeth?
Nope.
Is my wig wonky?
Wait a second. Not anymore, princess.
I'm ready.
Me too.
I owe you big time. Both of you.
Sorry to interrupt the love in here, but I got a meet and greet I gotta make. Happy to escort Rose to the main entrance, but, you guys are on your own.
All right. We got this! Come on!
Showtime.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Mr. De Bernhardt is incredibly excited to meet you. We've been searching high and low for our villainess. Loving the outfit, by the way. Very badass. Very Black Widow. That eyeliner is wicked. And I don't know how you walk in those heels.
Practice.
Here we are, Mr. De Bernhardt's office. Take a seat. Good luck, darling.
Foul vibes. Foul vibes. Foul vibes. Okay.
Claire, don't just stop dead like that. Did you make a wrong turn?
It all looks the same.
Let me look at the map.
No, shh. What's that? Show me your
this way. Come on.
Let's take the scene from the top. This is the climactic moment where our villainess bumps off her boyfriend. It's genius, even if I say so myself. And action.
You came back. I knew you would. Don't you think it's time to stop pretending you can live without me? I'm sorry, aren't you reading the boyfriend part?
Ah, yes. Of course, I got swept away. And action.
You came back.
I knew you would.
Don't you think it's time to stop? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What?
You're still doing it.
Oh, forgive me. Take it from the top.
This guy likes the sound of his own voice.
So he's back.
And action.
You came back. I knew you would.
No. Be more diabolical, darling. More venom.
You came back. I knew you would.
Take it to the edge.
How can she? Keeps interrupting her.
Much meaner.
Come on, Rose. Risk.
Threaten me. Go on, lean over the desk.
You came back. I knew you would.
Again, give me more. Action.
You came back.
Climbing over that desk.
I knew you would.
No, I love it. Keep them coming.
Don't you think it's time to stop?
Climbing on top of me? Never.
Pretending you couldn't live without me.
Ooh, hair pulling? Fabulous choice.
Ow! They're hurting me, darling.
Ow.
Don't even think about resisting me.
I won't. I can't.
I will devour your heart and shatter your sanity.
Inspired. Next level.
Oh my gosh. I'm so, so sorry. I think I just got a bit carried away there. I ripped shirt.
Exactly what I was looking for.
Yes.
God fires you, Rustin!
Nailed it! built like a ninja!
Come on, Rose!
So, there's nothing more you want me to read?
Nothing. That's zero.
Nothing?
Zero, zero?
I didn't even get six lines in.
You hungry for more?
I'll do it 66 more times if you want me to.
66! Okay, 00666.
We got the code!
Cupid and Scooter Boy crawled as fast as they possibly could through the maze of ventilation shafts to the basement. They had the code. Now all they had to do was steal back the suitcase. Everything was going according to plan. Until Cupid kicked out the grill.
Grandpa? What is that? The guard dog?
Three guard dogs, to be exact. Rottweilers. Keith's security's pride and joy. A wholly unexpected and extremely vicious obstacle blocking their path to the loom juice.
Sweet Daisies, talk about a curveball.
I've been terrified of dogs since that incident with Cerberus.
You shouldn't have poked them so hard.
You dared me! I had to!
The time has come to face your fear, little brother.
Get away!
Get back!
Only way I know how to keep calm.
Great. That's all I need.
Just a dance with polars. Crush petals of blue. Soothe it and steam it. Squeeze just from the sea.
Sing louder, Scooter Boy. Sing louder.
Which the beholder awakened anew.
You're hypnotizing them.
Kindle the fire.
By the stars! By the stars, they're falling asleep!
Desire, I know thy name.
Olympian music. As old as the stars and as certain as the sunrise.
I got goosebumps, Grandpa.
Understandable, son.
Respect, little bro.
Lucky punch. Let's go.
Cupid jumped down and ever so gently lifted Scooter Boy down after him. Then very, very carefully, they tiptoed through the sleeping Rottweilers, hardly daring to breathe.
Don't move. Just a few more steps, Scooter Boy. 0 0 6 6 6. I see the suitcase. Hold the door open. I'll grab it.
Keith's security!
Fancy meeting you here.
Scooter Boy?
Uh-huh.
This is the part where we run for our lives.
You call my agent then?
Why the swift exit, mean girl? Surely you have more time to play.
I need to,
66 more times. Wasn't that what you said?
I'm actually wiped out. Too much adrenaline.
Take a seat. Why don't you?
No, thank you.
Right here.
Let go of me!
In my desk chair. Got a thing about tattoos, have you? Desperate to help out your little friends.
Friends?
I prefer enemies myself. Much more fun.
Ow! Hurt my arm!
Shame. I could have taught you a thing or two. Villainy suits you.
Let go of me!
Not before I devour your heart and shatter your sanity.
Don't you dare touch my golden statue!
Sorry, not sorry!
Hey, Jackson! This way, bro!
Rose, I know who you are.
Security? Keith, security?
Hey, Scooter Boy, think you can climb that fence?
I'm an 8-year-old. What do you think?
Oh, come on. Oh.
golf cart behind you. It's this.
Hey, kid, jump in.
That was close.
See you at the Grove. Elevator at sundown.
Why didn't you warn us about the dogs?
Honest answer? I didn't think you'd get that far.
Cupid! Stay in!
Keith, get the car.
Wish is my command.
Come on, go! Got the suitcase. We did it.
Where's Scooter Boy?
Diz picked him up in a golf cart.
Oh, fasten your seatbelt. I'm starting to get the hang of this.
Woohoo! Yes!
Oh my!
They got the
wind. That was
back.
That was insane.
Correct. De Bernhardt and the Raven Rottweilers had failed to thwart our courageous trio. Scooter Boy was safe with Deus, and Rose turned out to be a talented getaway driver. Cupid held on tight to the suitcase of loom juice as they gave Keith and Kimberly the slip. His ordeal was nearly over. He would rendezvous with Scooter Boy and make his way back to Mount Olympus. Finally, his stars had aligned. Only one more difficult thing left to do, and that was say goodbye to Rose.
We made it. The Grove. Sundown.
Whatever's in that suitcase, I hope it's worth it.
Oh, I promise you it is. What are you going to do?
I'll figure something out. Good at disappearing.
I'd ask you to come with me, but...
But that would be a crazy idea, right?
Right.
Well, it was lovely to meet you.
Oh, your fake eyelashes halfway down your face. Here, let me...
Thanks. My mascara is smudged all over the place, isn't it?
I prefer you without it.
Yeah?
Villainesses are far too high maintenance, don't you think?
I know what you mean.
You could lose the lipstick, too.
Yeah?
I can help you take it off. That's better.
I think you might have missed a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just here.
Let me get that. I have to go.
I know.
Hey, don't really disappear, will you? I'm gonna come back and find you.
Okay. You do that. I'd like to be found.
Uncle Dionysus, you low-life traitor! It's against the Olympian code to use supernatural snakes! This is underworld behavior! Untie me! Wait till Zeus hears about this!
Stop your bleeding, Scooter Boy. Or should I say, Bo? First time incognito on Earth, is it? Got a lot to learn. Rule number one, don't blow your cover. Labyrinth? Dead giveaway, dude.
How could you do this to Cupid? You dirty, double-dealing douchebag! Cupid worships you!
I need a lot more worshippers than Cupid if I'm gonna survive.
Bernhardt is a shady gangster. What are you messing with mortals for? It's against our code!
Basic market forces, kid. Survival of the fittest. I gotta get a boost in followers, and that pesky popularity comes at a price.
What did you trade, traitor?
De Bernhardt offered me headline at Coachella. Coachella, dude! Come on! DJing Nirvana offered up on a plate? No-brainer. I deliver Cupid to De Bernhardt. He delivers me the ultimate platform to expand my influence to the next level.
Come on, Bo. Where are you?
Welcome to the Olympian portal. Literally the only way to travel between heaven and earth. Oh, it's you.
Yes, it's me. And I have the loom juice.
You do?
Yeah, right here.
Let's see it then.
You want proof? Fine.
Portal's clear.
Problem?
The vials are full of water. The loom juice isn't in here.
You've never been the smartest sandwich in the picnic, have you, dear?
Rose.
What are you gonna do if the Bernhardt betrays you?
De Bernhardt? Too stupid, kid. I got him in the palm of my hand. He thinks he's in charge, but he's dancing to my tune.
Shame he got caught in the slipstream, but you'll learn. Loyalty is overrated, devotion can be bought, and love, love is nothing but a great big pain in the ass. I wouldn't go chasing that hustle if I were you.
No, Rose. Where are you? Rose? Rose!
You're making a mistake, Uncle D. Can't you see? You've taken too much of a risk. It won't end well. It always gets messy with morals.
Who said anything about morals?
Gorgon's Glare.
Charon's Chief.
Whose tune am I dancing to now, Dionysus?
Hades.
24 little hours left before the full moon. What a Greek tragedy if Cupid doesn't make it back to Olympus alive. You really ought to experience mortality fully, don't you think? Including death.
Uncle D, what have you done?
Cupid stars Diego Boneta as Cupid, Naomi Aki as Rose, Rupert Friend as Barry de Bernhardt, Ian McElhenney as Grandpa, Jack Dylan Grazer as Jason, Kit Rackison as Dylan, Teresa Ruiz as Aphrodite, Sharon Deuce as Hera, Katie Kavanaugh-Jupe as Demeter, Jacoby Jupe as Scooter Boy, Dylan Francis as Dionysus, Bartomy Kay as Keith Security, with additional performances by Don McDaniel. Written and directed by Katie Kavanaugh-Jupe. Executive produced by Diego Boneta, Katie Kavanaugh-Jupe, Chris Jupe, David Vernon, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, and Michelle Zarati. Co-executive producers, Naomi Aki, Rupert Friend, and Jack Dylan Grazer. Produced by Shinyin Hiyu and Brandon Weisner. Co-producers, Natalia Gameta and Phil Keefe. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Original song written by Andrea Romanda, Katie Kavanaugh-Jupe, and Darren Johnson. Additional music and music editor, Ryan Kesley. Assistant music editor, David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Additional recording by Justin Stanley. Edited by Chris Jupe and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Jeffrey Fettig. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixers, Sarah Ma and Alex Chalk. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona and Sam Beasley. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson, Paolo Wolfsdorf, and Noah Jorgensen. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz and Ashton Harold. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Cupid is a Q-Code, Double Garage Films, and Three Amigos production.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.